Hey, this is Tommy Sloan from Bat Piss, and I'd like you to join me and my friend Dr. Gonzo on a musical exploration here on This One's Introduced By on Community Radio Station 3CR.
Hi, I'm Dr. Gonzo, and This One's Introduced By is a 60-minute program where we listen to tracks from an album introduced by the artist who made the album. Thanks for listening, and This One's Introduced By Tommy Sloan, bassist and vocalist for Melbourne's visceral sludge punk trio Bat Piss, has long been central to the band's ability to channel chaos into something strangely magnetic. Their fourth album, and third for Poison City Records, There's a Place in My Mind Where We All Burn Alive, pushes that tension even further. The record is dominated by the Bat Piss trademark wall of noise, thick, distorted bass lines, punishing guitar riffs, and drums that feel like blunt force trauma. It's an album steeped in cathartic aggression, yet it's never one-dimensional. Within the din, the band carves out passages of unexpected tenderness, where fractured melodies and spacious arrangements allow a glimmer of introspection to seep through. This balance between the ferocity and vulnerability is what makes the album compelling. At its most savage, it recalls the relentless drive of early sludge and hardcore. At its quietest, it gestures towards something more reflective, even fragile. Tommy Sloan joins Dr. Gonzo to introduce the tracks from There's a Place in My Mind Where We All Burn Alive by Bat Piss on And This One's Introduced By on Community Radio 3CR.
Hi, this is Tommy Sloan from Bat Piss. We've been a Melbourne-based band since around 2011. We were born at the Tote Hotel. Yeah, and we were sort of running amok around Collingwood and all around Australia, really, for the past 14 years. A bit quieter these days, as pretty much everyone in the band lives in different cities. We've got Tommy Taranto living in Melbourne, holding it up, holding the fort. Bones Sloan, who is also my brother, and Dave Moody. Dave plays drums, Bones is on the bass. They both live in Castlemaine. And I'm up in New South Wales in country rural town Goulburn, a.k.a. Hell on Earth. Nah, it's alright. Yeah, I'm here to talk about our new record. It's titled There's a Place in My Mind Where We All Burn Alive. It's our first record in 8 years. The first song is called Future Plans, and I actually wrote this one back in 2020. In the lockdown, I'd moved out to Woodend at the end of 2019, so just before the lockdown in Melbourne happened, and we were out in the bush. And yeah, I was just drinking myself stupid, and about 3,000 magic mushrooms grew in our garden. So I'm like, I guess this is what we're doing for the next however long. Who knew that would end up being around 1.5 years? But yeah, one day I was just sort of thinking, oh, I should start writing again. And this song, it's about building your own sort of little safe haven, I guess, while the world's falling apart, which it kind of was. A modern day Noah's Ark, maybe. Without the religion. Yeah, so future plans about the world going to shit and you finding your own little dome of happiness. So, track two, because we all live in different cities, I have my own sort of little studio up in New South Wales, and Bones came up to help me write some songs, and this track we just sort of made, you know, demo versions of, and, you know, we'd send it to the rest of the band, and... The first day we got into the studio to record this record was actually the first time that we'd all played in a room together. And this track is the first take of us ever playing together as a band. And so, we were like, well, that's one and done. So it felt right. Everyone, who's in the band currently, and the song's sort of about when I moved away from Melbourne and back up to my hometown, have some family time, sort of get my shit together. And yeah, it's kind of about just, taking time to, work on yourself and, try and sort out those issues you got going on. This one's called Time. This one is called Summer Is Coming. That's an apocalyptic sort of description of the summer to end all summers. It's probably coming. So this is our feel-good hit for the summer. Not. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Okay, what are we up to? Track four. Yeah, there's a few jammy moments on this record. This was nearly going to be just an instrumental part. It's kind of like a noise song. Tommy's just doing feedback guitar and I'm playing my tenor guitar with a bow. Just sort of getting some ambient sort of sounds happening, and it's titled Inner North Bubble Burster, which is just a tongue-in-cheek title. You know, having a slight dig at the little bubble that we all get ourselves in. This one was based in the Inner North. Every now and then, you know, that bubble gets burst by something or someone and people go fucking nuts. So I wrote a small poem about that and I just sort of put over the top of it once we had the music recorded. It's not really a crowd pleaser, that's for sure. Enjoy. Thank you. Howdy, folks. We're up to track 5. The end of side A, if you will. This track's called Stay With Us. This one's really fun to play live. In the middle of the song, we sort of go into soundscapey, jammy sort of areas, and it changes every time we play it. Sometimes it can go for 3 minutes, or we can drag it out to 10 or even longer. Yeah, this is a fun one, a personal favorite from the record. We'll be right back. Hey, this is Tommy Sloan from Bat Piss on Community Radio Station 3CR. I'm here with Dr. Gonzo and this one's introduced by talking about track by track our new record titled There's a Place in My Mind Where We All Burn Alive. So we're up to side B, track 6. This one's called DMP. It's just sort of a rock and roll song. The guitar lick at the start is an ode paying homage to Fred Tootie and Andrew from Dead Moon, favorite band, or one of. Lyrically, I guess it's just about riding a vessel of some description into the underworld. I don't know, I was completely hammered when I wrote it. Anyway, it's a pretty rock and roll song with a classic sludgy bat piss ending. DMP. Welcome back. We're up to track 7 now. This one's titled Cancer of the Earth. It's a fun one to play with the band. Just a real straight rock song. I'm literally playing one chord the whole time. Tommy's noisy guitar parts at the end are real fun. Bonesy gets to do a couple of fun little bass lines too. Him and Dave are just locked in the whole time. It's fun to sing about, just about how The human race is the cancer of the earth. I mean, speaks for itself. No matter who you are, you contribute. And there's only one way to fix it, and it's some kind of asteroid hitting our beautiful world and taking us all out. How nice. this next song's called Flog. It's a pretty sleazy song, this one. Like, the groove is, it's just nasty. Lyrically, it's pretty funny. It's about a couple of bozos around the neighborhood back in the day. Absolute stains of humans, in all honesty. So yeah, it's just us taking the piss. This one's called Flog. We're getting towards the end of the record now. This is the second last track. It's an instrumental piece. I was just playing the piano and yeah, the rest of the band, but sort of mucking around, making some weird noises. And Matt Chow, who is the engineer, just pressed record on one of the room mics, and this is what we got. You can hear at the end some crows laughing which gives it a kind of a sinister ending. It's called Hitchhiker's Guide to Belangolo. Hey y'all, we're at the end of the segment. Before I leave you with the final song from our record, I'd like to thank Dr. Gonzo for having me on tonight and 3CR. Remember to, you know, support community radio, 3CR, you know, get involved. You can find out more on their website at 3cr.org.au. If you're interested in listening to our record or purchasing it, you can get it at Poison City Records or all good record stores around Melbourne. There's plenty of them. I'm going to leave you tonight with the final track called The Others. And this song is probably the most positive song I've ever written with a band, definitely with this band, Bat Piss. It's a song for people that really mean something to you. Like, you know, people come, people go all through your life. And it's only, you know, a certain few that'll stick around forever while you're alive. and this song's about them. It's called The Others, and thanks for listening. And yeah, if you're listening right now, I hope life is being kind to you. Thanks for listening. I'm Tommy from Bat Piss. This is The Others.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to an episode of And This One's Introduced By. I'm Dr. Gonzo, and I'll be presenting another artist with another album next time on This One's Introduced By. Catch you next time. Thanks to Tommy Sloan for introducing the tracks from There's a Place in My Mind Where We All Burn Alive by Bat Piss. I'm sure the Bat Piss would be brothers in arms with the Pound Monkeys, the Cosmic Psychos, and perhaps the Butthole Surfers. Here's a few tracks from those bands, starting with Powder Monkeys and Yin Yan. Thanks for listening. Good night from Dr. Gonzo. We'll be right back.
can't come in. Get on your bike or I'll put you in the bin. Red face will turn, I got nothing to say. Not getting in, hate you on the way.
Fuck off!
Can't come in. Pal, can you get me in? Looks at me like mortal sin. Hey there, buddy, you stop hustling. None of that, people rustling.
Fuck off!
Can't come in.
Get fucked!
Can't come in.
Fuck off!
Can't come in.
Get fucked!
Do it, baby, do it.
Freaky ass thoughts of the bug-eyed, bow-legged, normal man!